You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right.
News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Hey, folks, before we go any further, let me tell you about etaxbreaks.com. Etaxbreaks. Those folks have the coolest job in the world if you get down to it. I mean, literally what they do every day is they go into work, they look at their list, they make a few phone calls telling people, hey, we found you some money. Can you imagine? It's like Santa Claus. Hey, we found you some more money. And basically it's for things that you already do that you didn't even know might qualify you for tax incentives, tax credits, for grants, for any number of things that over 3,000 programs around the nation could qualify your business for. So basically how you run your business, where you put your business, who you hired for your business, all these things may actually qualify you for found money. And that's what they do. And they only get paid, by the way, if they find you money, and they're so good at it that literally with their 23 years of experience, they literally found over $7 million for their clients in 1 month alone. That was July, I believe. So folks, I'm just telling you, it's worth checking them out. And they got a special website just for our Right Side listeners. Go to etaxbreaks.com/rightside. That's etaxbreaks.com/rightside. See if they can find you some money. All right, so listen, next thing on the Triple Dipper here we're doing is this mixed messaging on COVID. I just told you right before the break about New York City. God help them. I love New York City, by the way. The Big Apple. I mean, if you've been up there and spent some time, it was a bucket list for Charlene and I. I've told y'all before about how I spent years waiting for the opportunity to take her on a trip where we could go watch Broadway shows. We went to eat at a place called Tavern on the Green, which had kind of a magical feel to it. Went up there with another couple that are just some of our best friends and just had an amazing, amazing time. And now it's just like you don't even recognize the place. Crime is through the roof. The social policies have just ransacked the city, and not the least of which is the fact that this liberal mayor who has been destroying things in terms of how much we love that city has been destroying things, de Blasio, has now, without even consulting the business community, just announced that on December 27th, even though he's leaving office right after that, oh, by the way, all you private sector employees going to have to go ahead and get vaccinated whether you like it or not. I guarantee you it's already being, brewed up for a court fight. But so what I'm sensing right now nationwide, worldwide, is that there's a general pushback. People are sick of it. I'm sick of it. I think the majority of my listeners are sick of it. Even those who believe, and by the way, I'm not an anti-vaxxer at all. At all. I firmly believe that if you consult with your medical practitioner, do your own research and make your own decisions and decide to get vaccinated, that is certainly your choice. And if you've made the decision one way or the other, that is your right to make that decision. And the very idea that government's going to step in and mandate all these things, that's where I have a problem. That's where I have a distinct problem. And I think I speak for a lot of people. Well, I'm looking at an article right now that came off The Guardian. And this is pointing out the fact that the title of it is, if further COVID restrictions are needed, the debate could get uglier this time. And folks, I'm just telling you, here's my thing. I think that what you're going to wind up seeing is a whole lot more people are going to start saying no. Like, how about no? How about just no? Did you hear me the first time I said no? Put your mask on. No. You've got to be here at a certain time and report in. No. You got to carry your vaccine passport. No. You can't go to work anymore. No. Your children have to, your two-year-olds have to wear it in preschool. No. I'm just telling you, that's where we are. Well, this article that I'm looking at, and I got a stack on this stuff, but this article that I'm looking at right now, this one talks about in England right now that they're, it's like, in her words, they're tumbling down again down the rabbit hole of uncertainty. She says, we're back to that constant pinging in our WhatsApp groups, wondering if everyone's still comfortable with the plan to get together for the weekend. Back to the COVID-era math of counting backwards from whatever social highlight you really don't want to miss this Christmas and then strategically canceling all the things that run up to it so you don't risk getting infected. I'm just telling you, we can't go back to living in that kind of fear. Life has to go on, people. And she talks about in this article about how literally across Europe, you're seeing massive, massive. God, it just blows my mind what they're doing in Europe right now. That massive pushback against massive overreach. And she says that if further restrictions wind up being needed, that literally we're going to start seeing that it may not go over too well this time. That the citizens in Great Britain, that she says, have been extremely forgiving, have been very, you know, benevolent in their understanding of where they are. But that was back when. Remember back when no one knew what COVID was like? And it was scary. I mean, there were times when I was like, man, should I go to church this Sunday? Do I need to go to the gym? Do I need to put my staff out at the law firm just and give them the opportunity to work from home? Do we stop doing closings for real estate transactions? Because people still have to do stuff, right? And life began to go on. And then it was the whole thing about, if you get vaccinated, everything will be better. If you get vaccinated, everything will be better. Not anymore. Now you're not vaccinated until you're boosted. Ben Carson, article on townhall.com. Ben Carson, who I love, he said that basically villainizing the unvaccinated seems to be all the rage these days. Especially, and here's a quote from the article, especially from those who have zero answers for ending the pandemic other than the same tired nonsense they've been peddling for almost 2 years. Yeah. The article goes on to say that after lockdowns and masks did little to nothing, vaccines are supposed to do the trick. And even Dr. Anthony Fauci predicted himself back in November of 2020 that once we got the jabs, it would bring a quick end to the pandemic. And yet more people have died in 2021 with the prevalence of the vaccines than all of last year. So now we're back to lockdowns and threats and mask mandates in blue areas, even as people in red states live and breathe freely. Well, Ben Carson went on to say in the article, he was quoted as saying, a booster is nothing more than a full dose of the vaccine. So it's like, take a half dose and get it again. And he says, and I guess the big question is, why do we keep needing boosters? First, it was going to be one vaccine. Then it was going to be two. Then it's a vaccine and a booster and probably going to need another booster later. And he said, that's one of the reasons we need to start looking at some other alternatives in a very serious fashion. Well, here's things that are happening. I told you about New York City. So frustrating to watch. What about the whole state of Oregon? Story off Fox News this weekend. This is what got me to go down this trail. Story on Fox. I'm not even going to get through all this stuff. I mean, I've got a stack here that's going to blow your mind if I can get through all this. But the Oregon Health Authority. Get this. The Oregon Health Authority. The medical director for the Oregon Health Authority said that it is very likely they're going to be voting. What day are they voting? Today? Tomorrow. I think they're voting tomorrow on whether or not to institute a permanent mask ban, indoor masking requirement in the state of Oregon throughout the entire state. Can you imagine? So they go on to say, well, no, permanent doesn't mean indefinite. We can repeal it whenever we need to. Okay. But they're saying that right now they're putting it in place with no intent to lift it. They're literally saying that right now they are looking at putting an indoor mask mandate across the entire state for an indefinite period of time and calling it a permanent mask mandate across the state of Oregon for indoor, anything indoors. Oregonians that want to be free, you are welcome in Alabama. We'll take you. Okay. I wrote a piece that came out today in 1819 News. It's called Surveillance Versus Security. I did a similar Right Side Way monologue about it last week. It's amazing to me the lengths to which some people are giving away their right to privacy in this whole era. And I mentioned in that, by the way, that one of the most notorious things that has been created in the whole process of that is an app called GuideSafe. GuideSafe was created right here in Alabama at UAB. GuideSafe was ostensibly so designed to tell whether or not a student who downloaded the app had come within 6 feet of another student or another person who may be COVID positive, because it kept a database. And the algorithms would tell you, oh, your phone came within 6 feet of someone, you need an alert. You may have to quarantine, take precautions, but it builds this database. So far, 285,000 people apparently have downloaded GuideSafe. Do you know how GuideSafe was paid for, by the way? I did not realize until this past weekend when I was doing some work on today's show. GuideSafe was paid for by Governor Kay Ivey with a $750,000 grant of your tax dollars. Monies that were received by the state from the federal government for the relief of our state during the COVID pandemic. $750,000 of that was given to UAB. UAB now has a website you can go look at. I think it's guidesafe.org. Go look at GuideSafe and look at their website. It is now being marketed internationally. It is now being used to create vaccine passports for events and other venues. It's now being used and touted and advertised as something that employers can use to enforce vaccine mandates and quarantine requirements on their employees. In other words, your tax dollars in Alabama went to be used to develop an app that does things that our state law does not allow to be done within our state, but it's being sold by UAB all over the world. And it's now been integrated completely into a national system or network of similar apps. You talk about Orwellian, that's it. All right, folks, I got more on what's happening around the world, but I thought you ought to know before I go to this break that 750,000 of your tax dollars were used by Governor Ivey to build an app that is designed to create vaccine passports and to track people's movements. You talk about George Orwell, well, it's 1984, brother. I'm just telling you. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right. More of that. And then at 4:30, Tim James calling in to talk about his run for governor. We'll be right back. Talk 770 AM 92.5 FM WVNN Phil Williams Right Side Radio solid conservative and just plain right. Hey, before I jump back on the topic of what's happening in COVID world, and I got stuff. I'm not even gonna get through all the stuff I've got in my hands because there's a freak show out there with regards to some of the governmental responses in other places. However, let me just tell you real quickly about Alabama Pecan Company because I know some of you folks are out there. You know, you're dealing with, okay, what do we do for client gifts for our business? What do I get for Aunt Jane who has everything? So I'm just telling you, one of the things you might want to look at is Alabama Pecan Company. They got a great website. It's Alabama Pecan Co., that's C-O, alabamapecanco.com. And they've got ready-made gift baskets. They've got custom gift boxes that you can put together online, and they will ship it direct. And I'm just telling you, they'll make your life easier. They will put the things under the tree that just relieve your mind of that tension of trying to find just the right thing for clients and family members and friends. So alabamapecanco.com, that's their website, alabamapecanco.com. All right, so listen, some of the things that are happening, I told you about GuideSafe, and I'm looking at the website right now, guidesafe.org, if you want to check it out, guidesafe.org. And it says at the very bottom, it was created with a grant from Governor Kay Ivey. Those were your tax dollars, and it also says on there it can be used to develop event vaccine passports. It can be used as an exposure notification app for tracking people's movements and telling them who they've been in touch with. It can be a health check service for employers to use with their employees to make sure they're vaccinated or following protocols. I mean, it's basically your one-stop shop for invasion of privacy created with your tax dollars. Well, in Massachusetts, according to a story here I'm looking at on Mobile Health News, Mobile Health News says that there's another new system very similar that was developed. This is a story from June of this year. An app that was used or developed up in Massachusetts that was literally installed on Android phones. I'm still an Android guy, by the way. I have not been assimilated into the Borg. I do not have an iPhone. I am an Android guy. But Android users in Massachusetts are automatically seeing this COVID-19 exposure notification app installed on their phone without even asking for it. And they're having to decline its use. So that's happening. Here's a story on Newsweek. This one is just a freak show. Right now, it's saying, according to Newsweek, story that came out just 3 days ago. People in Sweden, stand by. Hold on to something. Are you ready for this? People in Sweden are increasingly seeking to have microchips inserted into their bodies that contain their COVID-19 vaccination records. Oh, God. Like a sign of the end times. People in Sweden seeking to have microchips implanted that contain their COVID-19 vaccine information, a chip of roughly the size of a grain of rice, according to a Stockholm-based newspaper. Apparently, this has become quite a trend. Before COVID, people were already starting to do this. They were using it to put microchips in their hands that they could even use to open the locks on their homes and things like that. And really what's happening now is they're having their personal data implanted under the skin, and it gives them the ability to be scanned and proven at any given time, which sounds an awful lot like end times to me. Germany, according to CNN, as of 3 days ago, Germany announced on Thursday, that'd be 4 days ago, announced a nationwide lockdown for the unvaccinated. Germany, lock it. If you ain't vaccinated, show me your papers. You will come with me. You will sit here. And then you're basically, you're locked down. Under the tightened restrictions, it says unvaccinated people can only meet two other people from another household. Bars and nightclubs must shut down in certain areas if the incident rate goes above a certain level. And the country would limit the number of people at large events like soccer matches. If approved, Germany's vaccine mandate, they're also, by the way, going to start mandating. They're doing compulsory shots. They're talking about it right now. They're looking at passing a law that says it's compulsory shots for everyone in the nation. If approved, Germany's vaccine mandate would follow in the footsteps of neighboring Austria, which has already done so. Elsewhere, Greece has announced that vaccines are going to become mandatory for people over the age of 60 or face fines each month. And the European Union Commission President Ursula von der Leyen said it was potentially time to think about mandatory vaccinations within the entire European Union. Oh, you see where this is going. Another article that I won't even get to talks about the fact that there were thousands that marched against restrictions in Belgium, marching on the European Union headquarters. Thousands. Hundreds arrested. And in Italy, you have to have what's called your super green pass in order to get in. It's your vaccine passport to life in Italy. And if you don't have it, no soup for you. No, by the way, no nothing for you. You got to have it. Unvaccinated people in Italy face restricted access to actual even government services, it says. Bill Williams, Right Side Radio, encouraging people to just start saying no to this madness. Say no. We'll be right back with Tim James running for governor. He doesn't like COVID restrictions. We'll talk to him about all of it. Be right back.